Rich Larson and Dan Moyer back at Pride in the Park in Northfield. We are pleased to now be joined by the rock star MCs, celebrity rock star MCs of Pride in the Park, Mr. Sven Sundgaard and Mr. Robbie McCachran. Hi, guys.
Hello. Happy
howdy,
Pride.
Howdy, howdy. Yes,
thanks
happy
for,
Pride.
Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely.
How did Northfield get so lucky as to land the two of you to participate in this event?
That's actually Robert's story. So Robert is my other half of 9 years, over 9 years.
Fantastic.
Almost out of ten, our 10 year.
When's your 10 year anniversary?
February 2023.
Fantastic. That's fantastic.
Looking forward to
Congratulations.
It.
Congratulations.
So tell the story. It's an interesting story.
I mean, we were asked to come down here and do some social media coverage for the first Pride.
Last year.
And of course, you know, we were more than happy to come down and get the word out there to help second annual and many more bring more people in. And last year saw so much happiness and such
sweat.
Yeah.
It was 40 degrees warmer last year.
It was a 90 degree day last
98,
year.
98, I think.
But everyone was still happy and excited to be here. The teenagers were really excited. And the story that touched us the most was a teenager who came out last year to her parents and said that this was the happiest, you know, day for her to be able to come out as a teenager and see the representation here in a small town. And that got me thinking and motivated me to then raise money over my birthday, which is June 14th.
Hey, and I'm June 19th. All right.
There we go, yes.
Gemini, brother.
Exactly, yeah. Gemini twins over here.
Shares the same birthday with Donald Trump.
Oh, well.
And Flag
oh, well.
True story, true story. Not the best of Geminis, but it is a true story. But so raised $3,000 for second annual Pride, and I think that bought this awesome stage this year. So wonderful. Here we are.
Thank you, Robbie. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Absolutely.
He's very good at marketing and utilizing social media. And people are all about it. The basic theme there is visibility is important.
Yeah.
It's one thing to have a pride in the Twin Cities and Chicago and New York, of course, these big cities. But for kids everywhere to see that there's, you know, it's okay to be who you are, you know, in their own backyard. And so
yeah.
That's why we really got excited about supporting a smaller town pride and how these are popping up in other parts of the country and other communities. It shouldn't just be in larger cities. You shouldn't have to drive
right.
to a pride all the time.
And, you know, it's any place. Yes. And having this today, I did have a question for you, though.
Yeah.
Because you also introduced yourself as the official a meteorologist of Northfield Pride.
Yeah, I made that up.
Okay, well, you know,
nobody actually asked me for any weather information.
I
didn't want it to be hot again like last year.
It works.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things I just wanted to say appreciative of is that, you know, I think meteorologists get a bad rap because earlier this week there was going to be, it looked like it was going to rain all day today.
It did. It looked bad even yesterday
yeah,
for today,
and now
really.
It's kind of cleared up.
Yep.
So I hate to say it, I'm going to hold you responsible for the lack of rain today, and that, so thank you very much.
I will
much.
Accept that, yes.
You know, you don't get enough credit
no,
for the
I know.
Good things. You always get the blame
absolutely.
For bad things
yep,
with weather.
Yep.
So thanks, Sven.
Don't come talk to me again in December.
So what else do we have you guys doing here today? Do you even know what you're gonna? What else you got going
on? Yeah, we're
on?
Mostly just emceeing master ceremonies, introducing the various segments,
sure.
and I think probably just adding another layer of visibility, you know, having, you know, some people know who I am, so maybe that helps a little bit. I don't know. And
most people around here know who you
being,
are.
Being, yeah, you know, I've been involved with a lot of different organizations, the Aliveness Project, which served the Twin Cities and Greater Minnesota fighting HIV/AIDS for many years, and sometimes just having a recognizable face attached to something just helps bring some more awareness to it. And
right.
so,
right.
if we can do that a little bit, get maybe 5 extra people knowing about Northfield Pride, that's all that matters.
All right.
It's
well,
worth
Sven,
the gas mileage.
Sven Sundgaard, Robbie McCachran, guys, thank you so much for being here today. We greatly appreciate all the help you've given to Pride in the Park and everything you're doing for Northfield, and we hope to see you again next year.
Absolutely. It's a great time. Come down and celebrate with us and Pride out.
All month long.
Yes.
It's a month, right. remember.
Happy Pride.
Every right. day is Pride Day, but every day in June is really Pride Month.
Amen. Back to the studio.